Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, with the fall and football season, you might be thinking it's time to break out the old stretch pants and yoga pants because you're going to be tailgating and having parties and putting out food, and it's going to really derail your diet. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to. My guest is Jennifer Christman. She's a registered dietitian, nutritionist. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. So let's talk about tailgating and why is it so unhealthy? Are there some healthy tailgating options?
Absolutely, yes. Tailgating definitely can be unhealthy. We have those, you know, creamy dips. We have the decadent, you know, burgers and hot dogs and all those potato skins and things that come along with it. But you can definitely make some healthy options.
For example.
So one thing that's huge in tailgating is, you know, people like to enjoy alcohol, you know, and that's one area where they get around the food table and they're enjoying, you know, beers and cocktails and all those different kinds of things. But you can definitely slim that down. You can use, you know, like skinny drinks, or you can do seltzer water or sparkling water, you know, choosing light beers, those types of things. And if it's a colder month, you know, we're coming into the colder winter seasons, you can do hot beverages like tea or coffee. Just be careful about what you put in that. Yeah, so other things you can do in place of like burgers or hot dogs or things like that, you can do turkey burgers. You can even cook up a nice lean pork loin, which is awesome because you can share that with everyone. You can do veggie burgers. You can do portobello mushroom burgers. And then, you know, if you have the grill out, you can just throw on a whole bunch of vegetables and do grilled vegetables as well. They're super low in calories, and that really brings out the flavor in the vegetables as well.
Well, and I think pork loin's a good idea and chicken, and people always think it has to be red meat, but really, throw some barbecue sauce on and pull that pork loin or put it in a big pot, bring it to the tailgate as pulled chicken, and you've got a pretty low calorie, I mean, except for the sugar in the barbecue sauce, but you can serve it on whole wheat little buns or some kind of wraps. You know, even bring in some of those wraps that are like sprouted grains, and then everybody makes those little wraps. So there are a lot of ways. What about the alcohol thing? You mentioned the skinny ones. I don't like the skinny ones, Jennifer, because they've got additive sugar, and I don't like those, you know, sugar substitutes, and they leave a bad taste in my mouth.
You can avoid the diet sodas. You can use, you know, seltzer water or just some of the sparkling waters with that are more naturally flavored. You could do like lemon juice, lime juice. If you want to do something, you know, use a light alcohol, just use less of it. And then if you are drinking throughout the day, just make sure that you're having water in between each beverage. Add lots of ice to your glass as well, because that will definitely melt and it'll dilute the alcohol. And just, you know, set a limit for yourself. You say, okay, if you want to enjoy or indulge in a drink, you know, have a little bit of it. And then that way you're not depriving yourself of it, but then you can go ahead and switch to something else a little later.
I always tell people to journal. And when I'm working with all of my weight loss patients, I tell them keeping a journal. But when you're out in the parking lot somewhere or at someone's house and you're eating all this stuff, you're not journaling everything you,
I mean,
unless you're in Weight Watchers and it's something you're really dedicated to, you're not journaling. What do you tell people about how to even keep track of what you shove into your face that day?
Yeah. So, you know, going in with a plan is always a good idea. So even before you go to the party or the tailgating event, you know, have a plan in your mind. You know, don't go super hungry. So, you know, have a nice balanced snack or even a meal if you don't want to overeat before you go. And then you can actually plan out what you're going to have, and then you can either put it in your app that you have on your smartphone, or you can write it down. That simple act of writing it down or putting it in your app before you go, you know, has an accountability factor and increases your awareness, and you're more apt to stick with that plan. And then, you know, if you're there and if you do want to add it into your app or you want to write it down, you can. But, you know, that's probably unlikely, like you said, that people are going to sit there at the party and write it down.
And be writing down their food. Yeah. But really, and you know, people have said for years, eat something before you go.
Yeah.
But then I've just found that just doubles your calories, because maybe you eat a salad before you go, or you eat a bowl of high-fiber cereal or something to fill you up a little bit. And then you go there and you still eat. because it's just the mindless chat. So then you've doubled up your calories, really. And what I also say, Jennifer, is that when people journal, one of the hardest things is to stand in the mirror at night and read that to yourself.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh my God, it's one of the hardest things to do because you're accountable to nobody. But on that tailgating day, to try and read that to yourself would be next to nearly impossible.
Yeah, that that definitely increases that accountability factor, absolutely. Well, one of the things I like to tell people is, you know, there's always a table of food there. So when you are at the tailgating event, you know, it's telling yourself to, you know, step away from that table, put a good distance between you and the food, and maybe talk to your friends, your loved ones, your family members, you know, away from that table, because that will help you prevent all that grazing. And if you are one of the main contributors to the tailgate, you know, bring something that's really low in calories. Like a lot of people just, you know, they like the chips and they like that crunch and they're grazing on that for hours. So, you know, bring crunchy vegetables like carrot sticks. That will help satisfy that crunch. And so when you're grazing on things like that, you're not really adding those calories in.
Yeah, and rice cakes too. It totally does. And rice cakes too. And, you know, if you bring your own rice cakes around and you just nibble on those, you know, maybe they can help absorb the alcohol a little bit. But when you're cooking things like those portobello mushrooms, you know, people look at you, oh, that person's, you know, but then they see you put some, you know, maybe a little marinara on there and put it on a burger. Then that all of a sudden looks good to them. So it's really about creativity, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, we eat with our eyes. So if it looks really good and decadent, then we're more apt to go towards that food that looks really good. So you can get really creative with these vegetables. You can also, you know, a great thing to do is kebabs. You know, they look beautiful. You can add tons of colors. You could add different herbs and spices, and those don't add any salt, but they add wonderful flavor. You know, when people start to smell that really good food too, they're more apt to go after it. But you can make it absolutely look beautiful. And then, you know, like you were talking about, all those specialty breads you can buy, whole grains, wraps. You know, I personally, you can make little sliders, you know, with the smaller portion sizes, so then you're not getting as many calories either that way. So you can put the portobello mushrooms on the smaller portion sizes. So, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do to really make it look attractive, so then you navigate more towards those foods.
I think that's so important. And if you look at some recipe books, tapas books, appetizer books, it is all about the look. And you can put out things like hummus, and you can make tahini, and you can make things that people aren't necessarily used to having at these things, because they're just used to really having chips and salsa or guacamole or something like that, but maybe those naked pitas and tahini or anything that you can do to cut the calories, because, man, what, in one tailgate day, you could consume 3,000 calories without even blinking?
You could consume a lot of calories. And, you know, even traditional recipes like buffalo chicken dip, and even if you bring some more hearty dishes like macaroni and cheese, you can actually substitute in lower calorie options in there to cut the calories. So you can use like low-fat sour cream, and you can even put like butternut squash in the mac and cheese. You know, just some ways to get some extra nutrition and lower calories, so you're not adding up to that total throughout the day.
Absolutely, and it's great information. Thank you, Jennifer, for those great bits of advice and great bits of information for tailgating. So stick some ice in your glass of wine so you don't drink quite as much, and try and make those little bit less calories some of those tailgating foods that you did. And if you missed any of this great information, you can listen again, because Jennifer gave you some great tips to reducing some of the calories in that tailgating menu. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.